Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Good morning. It is Ellie Mobbs, Beth and Jason Roses, and this is a show for the next 2 hours that just celebrates all things Canberra. It was cold. So hard getting out of bed this morning.
It's still cold. If I didn't love you guys, I would not be here. And if I wasn't allowed to wear my pajamas, I wouldn't be here because, sorry, I literally rolled out, had a coffee and came in.
It's freezing. You've just got to rug up. That's what I say, all Canberrans, just rug up. It is so cold. And if you live in an old house like I do, it is freezing.
Yeah, see, I don't have that.
When we come in on Sundays, we do have a rule. We have to wear our pajamas. So I've got my best Peter Alexander's, not the Vegemite one this week.
You're looking good, girl.
Well, this one, it's got ducks wearing headphones.
I love that. Are you liking my little pink number that I'm wearing?
Very nice. Very you, Beth.
Got a little love heart in it.
See, I've just got my standard grey track pants on. I think they're Bonds.
Straight out of Queen Bean. I see how it is. No kidding.
Offensive.
Now, it's going to be a big, big show because, of course, tomorrow morning is the final of the World Cup in the soccer. I feel like this has been going on for years now, but it's Croatia taking on France.
Yep.
And we're going to be catching up with the someone who's very excited for the game. That's all we're going to say. That's before nine. And we're also
I'll give you a clue. They're either from Croatia or France.
They're definitely Croatian.
Easy clue. Jess from Mamma Mia is going to join us. They're going to be in Canberra for an amazing show. Stay tuned for more details on that. And next, do we have to go there, really?
Yes.
Do we have to talk about going Kardashians? There.
The
Ellie,
Kardashians.
We're doing it without you or with you.
I love that.
Okay. All right. Well, it's coming up on Instacan on Canberra's Hit 104.7. It is Ellie Mobbs, Beth and Jason Roses.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
It is a show that celebrates all the things happening in Canberra and coming up very, very soon. Going to chat to one of the girls from Mamma Mia because they're actually going to be in our city in the next couple of weeks. It's very, very exciting. That is before 8, but right now. And I you'll understand why I don't want to talk about this, but Jason.
I do. So, guys.
So confidently.
America's one of the most famous reality families in America. They're back in the paper, the Kardashians.
Every week.
But basically, the younger Kardashian, her name's Kylie Jenner. She's in the paper and people are, I think they're giving her a lot of slack for the wrong reasons. Basically, she's on the cover of Forbes. What it reads is at 21, she's set to become the youngest self-made billionaire.
Which is crazy because she's only like 22 years old and the person who currently holds the record is Mark Zuckerberg, who of course is the person who founded Facebook.
Just so you know, when I was her age, I was living off 2-minute noodles and Fruity Lexia because that's all I could bloody afford.
Well, look, the thing is, everyone's obviously congratulating her with her wealth. It's all through this big cosmetics company she's built. But the key that a lot of people are upset about is that they're using the word self-made and a lot of people are saying, you've come from this famous, wealthy family. You're technically not self-made. But then the other argument is, well, you know, people that have become billionaires have always connected themselves through family members or friends. So I don't know. I sit on the side of the fence. We should be proud of what this young girl has achieved. She's built an amazing brand. She's a real go-getter. And, you know, they're saying that she's the wealthiest of all the sisters and she's the youngest.
That is crazy that she's taken over Kim. But can I just say, I didn't used to like Kylie Jenner. I was like, oh my gosh, she's so fake. But I don't know. I think I've come round. After watching interviews with her, she seems sort of funny and Stormy's really cute. And
Who's Stormy for the listeners?
Of course, Stormy is Kylie Jenner's baby. Hello, get with it.
Okay.
But it's like a guilty pleasure of mine to watch the Kardashians. It's something I'm embarrassed to tell my friends about. But it's really funny.
Now, Ellie, you're a huge fan of the Kardashians. So I think all the listeners would love to hear about, you know, what you love about them.
Okay, just
cue the auto effect.
Okay, let's just remember why Kim Kardashian got famous in the first place, okay? It's one of those things that you could probably go and purchase in Fishwick.
I think next time she comes to Canberra, we know what we'll find her, CMCs.
She released a selfie book.
Like, did she really?
There's just so many things about this family. And look, I don't judge me because I love Home and Away, okay? That's my guilty pleasure. But when people say, oh, the Kardashians, I'm like, no, this is just absolutely stupid. It's so mind-numbing. And the mummager, Kylie, Chris, whichever one she is. I don't know. Her name starts with K.
Chris.
Do you know how much she asked to go on the radio just for one interview?
No.
How much? It's ridiculous. She
how much?
$10,000 just to do a 10-minute radio interview.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you had to pay people for interviews.
Yeah, they're just, they're so money-driven. And there might be some stuff behind the scenes where they're donating money to charity, but I really just cannot stand the Kardashians. It's just...
Well, Ellie, something that you would really appreciate, that she's actually launching 4 new lip kits in about a month.
And I'm afraid that's all we've got time for about the Kardashians. Thanks very much, Jason.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Guys, I almost didn't come to work today. Almost.
Why?
What?
Got in trouble for theft.
What?
Oh.
Tell us what you mean.
The orange jumpsuit, you say.
Yeah, orange is the new black. That was going to be me. okay, maybe not that extreme. So
Ruby Rose isn't in prison, by the way, in real life, so don't commit a crime.
I stole food at work.
Oh.
But, and this is where I wanted to get your advice on. Okay, so here at the radio station, we got sent a bunch of those garlic Smith chips. You know, the garlic bread and Smith flavour chips?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that.
These things are worth their weight in gold. Like, I went to Gungahlin Coles last weekend, all sold out. I then went to the Woolworths and Dixon, sold out. And I was like, I just want the garlic bread chips. And I was like demanding to my mum, you need to get me garlic bread chips. Like, this is, you know, you're a mum, you make everything happen.
You had the cravings, doll. You had the cravings.
So someone here at work had an open packet of garlic bread chips.
Okay, wait, open packet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Already opened, yeah.
Yeah.
On their desk or?
Yeah, it was on their desk.
Hmm.
Now, this is someone I don't actually talk to in the office. They work in sales.
So far, so good.
Yeah, well, if they're salespeople, that's obviously okay because salespeople are always annoying.
And it was 6 o'clock. Everyone had left for the day, so I thought, oh, this will be fine.
Hmm.
But then it turns out it was kind of an experiment because the girl set up a camera.
Oh, my gosh. Actually?
No.
To see who would steal the food off her desk. And it was all the mice that were here at night. She caught about 5 different people sticking their hands into this bag of chips.
Oh, my God.
So I got busted.
Oh, I'm a serial offender like this at the office. I do it all the time. What I do it with is, like, cans of soft drink. So, like, one of the girls at work, she always brings, like, 3-4 cans of, like, Coke Zero. And I'm always like, I'll have one and I'll replace it. The problem is I never replace it. And then this big nasty email gets sent out to everyone like, who is the thief that took my Coke Zero? And I turn to the person I work with, I'm like, don't tell them it was me.
So what is the name of the chick whose Coke Zero you stole?
Marina, yes.
Marina, if you're listening right now, I think Jason owes you
probably about a dozen.
A dozen Coke Zeros plus interest.
Yes, okay. So, yes, I know, I do it all the time, but I can see why people do get upset when their things are taken. If you took a packed lunch to work, because this has happened at our office, and you opened up your packed lunch and half it was eaten, how would you react?
All right. I have a massive confession to make.
Okay.
About 2 months ago, I went and got my lunch and I put it in the microwave and unheated it. And then I realized it was the wrong lunch.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, I ate it. I was like, I've come this far.
Yes, I
feel like this is a giant confessional for a Sunday morning. We've all done it.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
So guys, I want to get real about something. The world of social media, I don't know if you flick through it, everyone's so good looking and so toned and so fit. And
wait, let me stop you right there. They're good looking with like 10 filters.
I know, but then I'm like, my body doesn't look like this. So anyway, so I want to discuss... Everyone's got those quirks or those imperfections on their bodies, like things they don't like. So for me, I discovered that, and I didn't know what these things were. About 10 years ago, I started finding these things on my body and I get really scared and I'm like Googling. And by the way, don't Google anything because it tells you like it's the worst.
I know.
Yeah, it's like, doom and gloom.
Like literally doom and gloom. So I went to the doctor. I couldn't find out what these things were on my body. Went to the doctor. The doctor looked at it, started laughing, and he goes, doll, he goes, they're stretch marks.
Oh my. my God.
So I, as a male, I've got really bad stretch marks all over my stomach, all over like my arms. But you know what? I'm like proud of these stretch marks that I have. And I'm like, how do these people on Instagram, like these 21-year-old male models in Brisbane, and they just look so amazing for 21.
Do you want to know something really funny? So do you guys know who... actually, I shouldn't say her name. Anyway, an Instagram model who probably you two both follow on Instagram. I know that you know
you
of her.
You just mentioned her
yeah.
name, yes.
So my friend who also knows her was on a plane with her, and this particular person, her name starts with a G, was sitting in front of her, and she was like, oh my gosh, I think I edit my photos. She's like, she literally is like drawing on her abs to make her look skinnier. So
it's not real. Is it?
Well, I'm not saying it's not completely real, but I'm saying that they go to extreme lengths to make themselves look perfect.
Well, they reckon that, especially the young kids nowadays, there's going to be a lot of people with body images and you know, eating disorders and stuff, because there's so much pressure in society to be skinny because of the, you know, they're trying to make themselves look skinny and stuff. And a great advice from a psychologist I once went and spoke to, he just said, stop following people who aren't realistic.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest thing ever. I went and unfollowed everything. And ever since that day, I couldn't care less that I've got a little bit of a gut hanging over my pants.
And you're right. It's all about body image. So there's an app. I don't know if anyone's got this. I've got it. It's called Facetune.
Delete it.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to. After this conversation, I'm deleting it. You can whiten your teeth. You can get rid of the blemishes. And in fact, you can make yourself skinnier.
Yes, I've seen those.
I think I've seen the app on your phone. No, I'm kidding. jokes.
Canberra's Hit 104.7. You're listening to Instacan. Oh, what a way to start a Sunday morning.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Mamma Mia Out Loud is a podcast that I listen to every single week. It is made from the web content creators at Mamma Mia that's targeted at females, and they're actually going to be doing a live show on the 27th of July at the Canberra Theatre Centre, which, I'm very excited to go attend myself. But one of the three hosts, Jessie Stevens, is actually on the phone with us now. Hello, Jessie.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, Jessie, I've got to say, I listen to the podcast every single week, and the reason why I like it is because it makes me feel intelligent. It's like the confusing news stories, but me going, Mom, Dad, I've heard this news story. Can you just like explain it to me in layman's terms? That's what you guys do, and I love it because then I seem smart.
Okay, I feel so passionately about this because I am the person who always misses the beginning of the news story. The example this week was the Thailand cave. I missed the middle because I think we're all moving so fast that we're just getting updates and we're like, excuse me, can someone please just tell me what the hell is going on? And so our job is start at the beginning, tell the story, have a few opinions and sort of debrief on everything that women are talking about.
So, Jessie, I feel like I'm a little outnumbered right now in the studio. There's three women against one guy.
Yeah, mate, push to the corner. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I better leave. But can men listen to this podcast? Because everything you just said to me sounded so interesting. That's how I interpret the news. I'm also very, like, so busy and I, like, skip different things. Would you recommend that I tune into this podcast?
Yes, for sure. We've actually got way more male listeners than I originally thought.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Brothers listen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually talking a lot at the moment about men's role in feminism and Me Too, and because feminism is also about the struggles that men are facing. It's about gender equality, and feminism benefits men just as much as it does women.
Definitely.
I feel as though it's sort of for everyone.
Do you know the topics that you're going to be touching on in Canberra, or do you keep it under shrouded secrecy until the mics go live?
There's a few things that we've been talking about. A lot of career stuff and how in every workplace there's a radiator and there's a drain. It's this idea that some people bring energy and kind of a positive vibe and other people are sort of hypercritical. And basically I identify more with the latter.
Really?
I feel a bit like that. Yep.
Because I feel like I'm totally the first one.
Me too.
That's what you're meant to do. You're meant to be the first one.
Yes.
But I'm in defense of the critical mind who sometimes just puts their headphones on and puts their head down and doesn't bring in a cake.
Before you go, Jessie, I have one thing that I've been dying to ask you. So people who don't listen to the podcast might not know this, but Mia Friedman, of course, is on the podcast podcast with you. You do a show with her every week. She's your boss and you're dating her son.
Correct.
Oh my gosh, correct. Like, how did you go about telling her that you're dating her son? And aren't you scared that, like, something's going to go wrong and then you're going to have to work with her still?
Mm. I know. So, yes, it was, look, it was slow to sort of come out, but I think she clued on pretty early. She probably clued on when she found me in her house on the weekend.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I'm just like washing the dishes.
I just dropped in. So I did start dating him. We've been going out for about 18 months now.
Oh.
You just think, if something goes wrong, there's going to be a domestic in the office. It's definitely an unusual situation, but it lends itself to a lot of really good content. So
did you meet him through the podcast and through the business?
Through the business. So he came in for an internship and I was looking after him.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Did you
Cougar.
You had one of those late nights at the office. For the record, Beth and I have never hooked up.
Yes.
We're just making that clear.
Yes.
Jesse, it's been so great to speak to you. I can't wait for the show, Mamma Mia Out Loud, live at the Canberra Theatre Centre, 27th of July. I believe there are still a few tickets left.
Thank you. Bye.
Beth, you've worked your handiwork. You've got some free tickets to actually go along to this event.
I have. I have a double pass up for grabs soon.
Exciting.
If you want to be there, I'm also obviously going to be attending. Just hit us up on the Hit 104.7 Canberra Facebook page.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Okay, I feel like sharing a bathroom in the workplace is disgusting. It's not a fun thing. No one enjoys it. And I feel like I need to anonymously talk to some of the people at our workplace and teach them some etiquette, because there's a couple of people who were just ruining it for everyone. I'm talking somehow, even when girls don't have anything to aim when they're doing a number one, there is water on the seat. I'm talking people doing number twos, which is fine, it happens, and they're not using the brush to clean the bowl. I'm talking people not spraying and you coming in and looking like there's spaghetti or something all over the seat.
That sounds awful. Well, you know what? Forget the anonymous. Let's just get straight to it, Beth. I mean, what times is this happening in your workplace? We'll catch the people that are doing it. No, I'm kidding.
We can set up a webcam.
Actually, we do have cameras everywhere at the radio station, so we actually probably could further investigate now.
Okay, can I just say, I completely agree with this. We have a toilet at our workplace, and it gets cleaned every night, and every morning when I go in at about 8:39, it's just stuff everywhere. There's like wet tissue paper in the sink, and water everywhere.
Why?
And it's gross. And I feel like I want to write a letter and being like, can you please, like, I just need to use this, like, in the morning for 5 minutes. And I'm like wincing around, like it's like a pond and there's like a river and there's like a shark in the corner. Like, it's gross.
Like Sharknado.
I know, they're like coming from the ceiling. I'm like, run!
Note to self, never visit Jason at work early in the morning. Great.
I know, I'm screaming coming out of the bathroom. It's not a great sign.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
So guys, I have had the man flu all week. And I've been, no. And it's been really painful. I was bedridden, literally bedridden. I had like 3 or 4 blankets on me. Every time I needed something, I'd call out to my partner and be like, water, Sprite. It was honestly one of the most painful experiences I've ever gone through.
It is interesting, Jason, because we've got like a little chat thing, right? So Beth, yeah. Jason and I, we all chat and we flirt about ideas and we send inappropriate pictures, you know, one of those little chatty places. And he went quiet.
Yeah, normally I'm a psycho.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, what's going on here? Normally you're really quick on the DM reply.
Yep. And I had the shivers and I vomited a little bit. Like, my teeth were chattering at one point. Honestly, I don't recommend the man flu to anyone, but if you have a good partner, certainly a good remedy.
Right, okay, so I just need to find myself a hot man, do I?
No, they bring you the drinks, they bring you the food, they get the takeaway, Chinese, whatever I wanted. It was like a living maid.
I wish my husband knew about this when I was sick a couple of weeks ago. I was the one slaving away making the chicken soup for me.
Oh, Ellie. Okay, well, talking about remedies though, right, my mum used to have this thing. Whenever I was sick, she would give me lemonade, but she decarbonated or whatever, get rid of all the bubbles, it would be flat lemonade. Mm-hmm. And she was convinced that that would make me better. She'd also give me 2-minute noodles.
Okay, it's funny you say that because I have this thing. My mum would always say, get a bottle of Sprite and finish a bottle of Sprite if you're sick. So I never drink Sprite anywhere at all. But when I'm sick, I'll go to the petrol station and get Sprite. And I've always found that helps. That, and she always used to say, get toast with a bit of butter. So, with Sprite.
Lemon juice, honey, and ginger in hot water. That is my go-to.
I have heard that. I have heard that. We actually put the question up on the Facebook page. And look, I'm sorry for all the vegans out there, but someone said go vegan.
I really like cheese. All right, 13,
I really
10,
like
60.
Chicken. Sorry.
We're going to take your calls next about your cold and flu remedies because I feel that everyone in the nation's capital is really struggling being sick at the moment. We're going to fix everyone. We're like doctors, guys.
We are. Yes. Does that mean that you can call me Dr. Beth now?
No, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a naughty nurse.
Sure, you be the nurse, I'll be the doctor.
Be. I'm Dr. Mobbs.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's InstaCan. InstaCan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Let's just say it. It's bloody cold. Mm-hmm. And everyone's sick.
Everyone. Yep.
Guys, we were talking about how bad my man flu has been in the last week. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I say it in like a deeper voice, but I was... I was bedridden. I was on the couch the whole week. I had the shakes. I was chattering. It is not a nice place to be. But with a lot of good home remedies that I've picked up along the way, I feel so much better. Mm. But that's the cold weather, does it? Canberra, you always get the flu, don't you? You always get sick.
You do. And we put it out on the Hit 104.7 Facebook page. Share your cold and flu remedies.
Mm.
We've got Marie who suggested some Vicks on the soles of your feet.
Oh, I've heard that before. That's,
I've never.
Oh, right.
That's an interesting one. Lynette suggested
great
4 hours.
Feet.
Some chicken soup. Chicken soup fixes everything, but my favourite is Mark, who recommended a week in the tropics. I'll take that option, thanks.
Great. Yes, please. Okay. Flights to the Gold Coast. On 13 10 60, though, we do have Tori in Western. Hello, Tori. What is your cold and flu remedy?
Blue Gatorade and red creaming soda. Exclusively.
But does it have to be blue Gatorade? Why blue Gatorade?
It doesn't seem to work with the other flavors. Maybe it's just my brain saying like, nope, that's not the right one. Sorry.
So you've actually done the research for everyone else. You've tried the different colors and you realize, hey, the blue Gatorade with the red creaming soda, this is a winning combination.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so question I have is, where do you actually buy red creaming soda? Because I go to Woolworths and Coles. I don't see it. Is it still in the aisles? Does it exist?
Yeah, it's still in the aisles. It's like you can buy the big 1.25-litre bottles.
Oh,
or
okay.
You know.
See, last time I had red creamy soda was at a big house party, and let's just say if someone's being a little bit sick and you're trying to stop it, it had the opposite effect.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not a good colour to be coming out of you.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Thank you so much for your suggestion. We're going to write that one down. And next up, a very special guest. One of our mums is on the phone.
Hi, love. How are
not
you?
Not my mum. Not
no,
Ellie's
not
mum.
Your mum.
Jason, this is your mum, Mary.
My mum. She calls everyone love. Hi, mum. How are you?
Good, love. How are you, Jason?
Good.
Oh, my gosh. I love her already. She's so cute.
I know. She calls everyone. Now, mum, what were some of the home remedies? Because you always used to give me some, like, weird stuff. What were some of the ones that you still recommend people take?
Ginger, honey, and lavender.
Lemon. Do you like mix it together? Is that what you're suggesting?
You just mix it together with hot boiling water, yes.
Okay.
And you also mentioned one before. There's something with carrot. What was that one, sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad used to make carrot and celery, pineapple juice every single morning for us.
And I'm going to point out, my grandfather, he lived, mum, he was driving in Canberra to 95 years old.
Really?
Worked at Alibaba. 92. At 90, worked at Alibaba at Woden to like 95. So he lived a very long life on carrot juice.
But did he have good eyesight? Because doesn't carrots make your eyes better?
It does.
Yeah.
He had incredible aim when it came to putting garlic sauce on kebabs at Alibaba.
He made the best kebabs in Canberra.
Oh, now I'm hungry. Hey, look, thank you so much, Mum of Jason,
for giving us
your flu remedy.
Thank you, Mummy.
You're welcome. Thanks, love. Bye-bye.
We love you.
Lovely to talk to you.
Is it creepy I call her Mummy? No, I don't. I call her Mum.
It is sort of creepy, but I want her as my mum. Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
This show is all about Canberra, and yesterday we launched something brand new called The Best of Canberra. Basically, we find the best of a certain topic.
Mm.
We were talking about the best places for breakfast, and, well, straight afterwards, I was out the door.
Oh, yeah, I was
straight to High Road
eating.
In Dixon.
Girl yeah. gotta eat. Girl gotta eat.
Exactly, and, well, because we love food so much, and because it is National Ice Cream Day, we're going to be talking all things ice cream.
Yum.
And I know it's really cold this morning, but just think warm thoughts, okay, as we talk about this.
Warm
I don't
ice
even
cream.
Care. I don't even care. There is never a time when I cannot eat ice cream. Ice cream is my number one favorite food group, followed by cheese.
See, don't hate on me. I'm not a huge fan of ice cream as such, but I do love ice cream. But you can get like warm chocolate fudge ice cream from McDonald's. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good one. Mm. My favorite in Canberra has got to be Mr. Fergie.
Where's that? Oh, yes.
He is. The guy's a scientist. I don't know if anyone's been to Mr. Fruggy in Braddon. He makes these ice creams from scratch. He's got like a lab at his house. It looks like a mad scientist. Actually, he makes ice creams from scratch. He's amazing.
Because they have really interesting flavours and stuff there, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They do. The official title of it is the Fruggy Dessert Laboratory.
So oh, my yes. gosh.
He's a mad scientist who creates all sorts of amazing ice cream flavours. But I went there and Dad and I scoffed down the salted caramel. We tried the cookies and cream. Yum. And then we're like, oh, should we try and be healthy and have some fruit? So we had the blood orange sorbet and it was heaven.
Okay, my favourite place to eat ice cream in Canberra. I hope this isn't a bit basic, but Ben and Jerry's, like whenever I go to Hoytsville Corner to go watch a movie, I cannot go in there
Double
without
chocolate
at least
fudge.
I've got to have 3 scoops pre-movie every time.
Yum. Okay, I want to go watch a movie tonight.
Do you ever find when you eat ice cream at movies though, you walk out and you're like, oh man, I've got stuff everywhere.
And I also
no, just me, because I'm a hot mess. 13 10 60. We're going to throw it over to you, Canberra. We want to know where is the best place in our city for ice cream.
I'm licking my lips.
It is the best of Canberra. Straight after the show, we're going to go and eat ice cream. Don't you worry, guys.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
We are talking the best of.
Yeah, we've started a new thing where we just celebrate the best of different things in Canberra. Yesterday, we worked out where the best breakfasts were in Canberra, but today we are talking all things ice cream because it's actually National Ice Cream Day and ice cream is legitimately my favourite food. If I had to live on one food for the rest of my life, it would be ice cream.
I think it's that one thing that you always have in the freezer. At every house you go to, there's always a tub.
No, you're wrong.
Really?
I don't have any ice cream
you
in my
finish
freezer
it all.
Because if there's ice cream in my house, I will without a doubt eat it. So I only buy it normally like once a week as the little cheat. Little treat.
When it's like, you know, minus a gazillion degrees like it is this morning, Beth is thinking, I want ice cream right now.
I actually am.
So on 13 10 60, we want to know best ice cream in Canberra. We're going to Yas Kyra. Who's got Yas Kyra? Guys, I've just had a look on Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
So Stripey Sundays is like, I don't know, 5Ks from the radio station. Can we go there now?
I agree.
Make it back in time for the next time we got to talk.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like our song, which is coming up next, is also about 5Ks long. Perfect.
All right.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
And, well, I guarantee that a lot of people are going to be calling in sick to work tomorrow morning because there's just a tiny little sporting event kicking off tomorrow morning at 1 a.m. It is the Soccer World Cup Grand Final. Finally, we got here.
So we've got Tony from Yarralumla on the phone right now. Tony is a long-term member of the Croatian Deakin Soccer Club. How are you going, Tony?
Oh, pretty good at the moment, Jason. Pretty good at the moment.
I'm sure you would be because, of course, the grand final, which is happening tonight, is between Croatia and France. Now, I've heard that Croatian people are a little bit crazy, crazy Croatians. What exactly is going to go down there in Deakin if they win, Tony?
Oh, Beth, it's going to be one. If they win, Canberra will be closed. Canberra will be closed on Monday. Let me tell you, the club shall be packed all day, I'd say. We've got people who are saying their job sites will be closed all day on Monday. Wow. And if they do win it, it'll just be something fantastic, amazing. You've got to just live it.
Well, Tony, half of Canberra's builders are Croatian, so basically half of the building sites in Canberra will be closed. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, we're going to be applying to have a public holiday.
Yes!
For the rest of our lives.
Tony, can I ask, how many people are you expecting? Because I know you were saying at the semi-finals there was about 100-ish or so. How many are you expecting tonight for the big final?
Oh, look, we're gearing up. We'll probably have, you know, somewhere around 500 people there tonight.
Wow.
The chef, he's getting ready to serve the rolls to, you know, to help moderate the drinking and everything. But, yeah, it could be anything, but up around the 500 mark.
Wow.
You do a mighty fine chicken schnitzel there.
yeah, schnitty nights, yes. Tuesdays, that's it.
Absolute pension heaven.
Pension and nights on Thursdays as well.
All right, I'm there with you, Tony.
I'll bring my mum and dad along. What's the chant that we need to get around? Come on, you got to get your voice warmed up.
Yes, yes.
Go Croatia. Well, you know how Australia's got Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. What's the Croatian song?
Croatia. That'll do.
Okay.
Wait, can we do that again?
Croatia. Croatia.
On the count of three, let's all do it together. Ready?
One, two, three. Croatia! Croatia!
All right, voices are warmed up for tonight. Get on down. It is going to be absolutely amazing. I fear for the residents of Deakin, they're probably not going to get much sleep tonight if you live near the club.
No.
It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Isn't all of Canberra going to be watching the game?
It's going to be a massive night. Thank you so much, Tony, for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
See you at the club.
See you later tonight, Tony. Woo!
If the boss is listening, I ain't coming to work tomorrow.
Me neither.
Nope.
I don't think anyone will be. Thank you so much for listening to this show. It is Instacan. My name is Ellie Mobbs. There's Beth and Jason Roses. And we will be back next Sunday afternoon from 4 o'clock because the people who normally sit in the chair here, Tanya Hennessy and Danny Lakey for Weekend Breakfast, they are back from holidays. Have an awesome day.
Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.